Well, regrettably, there will be, but we're left with a choice. As you're aware, the government have indicated or flagged very clearly that they intend to cut spending by $3 billion next year and $3 billion the year after, in conjunction with what happened in the current budget. Now, we believe that that $6 billion of a cut is going to cause far more disruption if we're unsuccessful in our campaign, and that's why we're doing it. So we would see it as short-term pain for long-term gain. Now, the objective isn't to cause disruption to anybody. The objective is to force this government to sit down and negotiate with the trade union movement an acceptable solution to the current economic crisis that the country is facing.
I mean, from a Donegal perspective, today and into the coming days, where are the public most likely to notice that this action has actually begun?
Well, at this stage, we're not aware that the public will become aware of any fundamental changes. Now, as the action progresses, and unless the companies sit down and, sorry, unless the government sit down and start real negotiations with the trade union movement towards acceptable solutions, then regrettably they will, and they'll see it through council services and they'll see it through healthcare services.
Having engaged with your members over recent weeks and before that, of course, is there a sense that they are resolute, that they're backing the union, that they are prepared to see this through?
Yes, there's a deep sense of anger and hurt, that especially in the last budget. I mean, if you run 100,000 or 150,000 a year in the private sector, you aren't asked to pay 1 cent extra other than what you paid through your the increase in petrol taxes. And yet, if you're on 25 or 15,000 in the public sector, you are slapped with a 5% pay cut. And that's neither fair, reasonable, nor acceptable. And of course, if you're a top-level public servant rubbing shoulder to shoulder with the ministers, then obviously you won't hit it to the same extent as the low-paid workers. And that's caused an awful lot of anger.